Hello there, this is the Psychology Report, and this is Dr. Alan Hedberg. Thank you for joining me on a day of considerable distress for some people in our life, some people that we know, some people in our family, some people with whom we come in contact. You know, life doesn't always go smoothly. Life doesn't always go easily and well for everybody, and even for ourselves. In the course of the day, we meet people. We're going through trouble. We're going through times of great difficulty and sadness and distress and trauma. Today I had an occasion to talk with a young man who was referred to me by a local attorney. The young man had just received a citation and an arrest for drunk driving. Now he's in trouble. There's no doubt about it. So as we talked about this issue, and we talked about the pattern of his behavior and his alcohol consumption, and talked about his prior arrests and all the aspects of his life, he was in deep trouble. Here he is at the brink of a career, just finishing his education, and about ready to enter a career that could now be in jeopardy. Is in jeopardy, perhaps. He could lose it and have to start all over again. Here he is at the age of life when most people are in the midst of being married and forming relationships and families and building their career and building a financial pattern of life. Now this is in jeopardy. He's in trouble. You know, for all of us, we have our times of difficulty, or we have our times of trouble and trials, and we have our tribulations, and we have our traumas, and we have to somehow process these things. We have to somehow deal with them. So in the course of my hour and a half with this young man today, you know, we talked about two things. Number one, his trouble, his time of trouble, could provide him a chance to grow, to be more personally responsible, to be more personally reliable, and to be mature, and to get out of this pattern of excessive drinking and out of this pattern of irresponsibility. So it's a time for him to grow. It's a time for him to become more dependent, not just on alcohol, but more dependent upon himself and more dependent upon other people, such as his family, and to appreciate them and to have them help when he needs it, rather than try to do it all by himself and do it alone and fail. So it's a time of considerable growth for a kid who might otherwise be floundering to the point where he could lose it all. You know, growth allows us to move on forward and to experience a life as favorable in the future. And growth sometimes comes the hard way, through trials and difficulties and trouble. We have to learn how to handle that, as I went on talking with him. He's got to learn how to handle trouble. He's got to learn how to handle difficulty. Particularly if he's going to keep on drinking, he's going to have a lot more trouble ahead of him. And he's going to have to learn how to handle that kind of trouble, if that's what he wants to do. So he's got a choice to make. If he can drink and have more trouble, or he can move away from the drinking pattern and smooth out his life and become more productive and educated and more positive and productive for the future. It's a time for him to look to others and to gain the insight of others and to appreciate others' point of view and how they may be of help to him and be of support to him. So as he can move in the direction of reaching out to others, he'll become a stronger person. And he has to learn how to appreciate, you know, what he does have and what he has accomplished and what he has achieved. Even though it's in jeopardy now, he certainly has achieved. He's achieved almost a continued education. He's achieved almost an entrance into a career. He's knocking at the door. So he has achieved. But he has to understand that that's a blessing, that that's a positive thing. And he has to realize that he could throw it all away, or he could move forward and make it come to full fruition. So in other words, time of trouble can be a time of growth, a time of positive improvement in his life. And this guy needs improvement in his life. He's got an addiction, and that's not easy. He's going to need the help of others. He's going to need the help of his God. He's going to need the help of his fellow friends. Here he has about 9 different friends, all of which engage in the same kind of behavior, excessive drinking, drug use, and irresponsible behavior. And we had to face the question, so whether that's the kind of life he wants to continue to live. So his troubles can be a positive thing to move him in a direction of goodness and growth and maturity. Or on the other hand, it can be a time when he become more bitter, more angry, you know, more inward, more self-centered, more isolated, and more dependent upon a group of guys who are also self-destructive and self-defeating in their own behavior patterns. It's a time that he has to look at whether he's going to blame his parents, he's going to blame his family, he's going to blame his teachers, he's going to blame his friends, or is he going to take responsibility? Is he going to take responsibility to say, I brought this on myself and I have to get through it, you know, by myself as well, with the help of positive people in my life? So he has to look at whether he's going to distance himself from the good people in his life, the positive, the supportive, and the encouraging people in his life, or he's just going to sink deeper into the people in his life who are self-defeating and self-destructive and living the same lifestyle that he's been living. This is a definite choice point in his life, in this man, young man's life. And we're going to walk it through. We're going to take it week by week, and we're going to take it point by point, and we're going to see if we can help him come to a point of decision as to what the options are for him and the alternatives and the consequences that are associated with one choice as compared to another choice. You know, sometimes we have wrong kinds of thinking. We just think kind of crazy. We can think kind of in a skewed kind of way. Sometimes we think that our life here on earth should be perfect. You know, that if we just kind of do our thing and get along with everybody, everything's going to be perfect. You know, life doesn't go that way. That's not true. It'd be nice if it were that way. Life is not perfect. Life is a series of one trouble after another, one problem after another. And we have to learn to process these times and make them growth points in our life. You know, we also have to kind of get this idea that, you know, we are not to be bitter when things are going badly for us or going sideways for us. You know, life is not always happy, and we can't always be a happy person. Now, we can choose to be happy, and we can choose a life of greater happiness and more happiness, but there are times when it's going to be absent. And are we going to get bitter, and are we going to get hostile and angry because we don't get our way, and things don't go the way we want them to go? So we get caught in some of this kind of negative thinking, self-defeating thinking, if you will. We can't always be happy. Life is not perfect. And it is full of hardship. Life is full of hardship, one after the other. And we have to recognize that that is part of life. And we have to have the skills and the attitudes and the value system and the people in place and the support system to get through those times of hardship, whether it be financial hardship, social hardship, legal hardship, or interpersonal hardship, or whatever it might be. You know, but there are other ways of thinking. There are more positive ways of thinking. And we have to understand that just because we go through a hardship, it's not punishment. You know, God is not punishing us by having an accident or by getting a drunk driving charge against us or, you know, whatever it might be. Difficulty and trauma and stress and great difficulties in our life, troubles in our life, are not times of punishment of God, from God. That isn't the way it operates. Our punishments are because often are our own irresponsibility, our own poor judgments, our own failure to act properly, our own failure to act at all, and to just let things happen. Also, we have to kind of remember that hardship provides an opportunity for us to see our lives in perspective. You know, kind of how am I living? It's not just whether you got a drunk driving. That's kind of the key issue of the day. But the whole point is, how is he living his life? How has he lived his life over the past 5 years of his early adult years? How has he put his value system in order? How has he put his relationships in order? How has he put his career in the context of the rest of his life and his family life and what's important? You see, hardship gives you a chance to sit back and think, to reflect, and to put into perspective how you live and how you're treating yourself and how you're treating other people and how you fit within the context of the social world and the family environment in which you, you know, find yourself. The other thing we have to kind of remember, it's on a positive side, difficulties and trials and traumas are temporary. You know, they don't last forever. And they don't go on forever, and they don't keep going on forever. They're temporary. They happen, and then we resolve them in some way. We work them through in some way, and then we move on with our life. Sure, we may have another trouble. We may have another trial at some point in time, whatever it might be. But they're temporary. So we have to see it in the context that we can have hope. We can have anticipation that life will work this thing through, and we'll do better, and we'll keep on doing better. And life overall will become a much richer and more positive experience. So let hardship drive you. Not away from God, to God. Not away from your family, but to your family. Not away from friends, but to good friends. Let hardships motivate you to clean up your act, to clean up your life, to take areas of your life that are out of control or that reflect your responsibility, and put positiveness, put a positive spin on your life. Be more responsible. Be more positive in your relationships with people. Treat people better. And maybe they'll treat you a little bit better too. So trouble and difficulties and traumas and so on can just be a time where we can sit back and reflect, but come out of that as a much better, stronger, wiser, and more productive and creative person than we were before. And our life might even be more creatively successful. So give thought to how you think about it. Give thought to how you deal with trauma and hardship in your life. Give thought to the fact that this can be a turning point. It can be a new beginning. It can be a choice point in your life. When you come to choice points in your life, think wisely. Counsel with wise people. Reflect on wisdom. Reflect on the people in your life and the thoughts in your life and the ideas that you've had over your life where wisdom shows itself. It's time for wise thinking, not just emotional thinking. So this has been the Psychology Report with Dr. Alan Hedberg. And again, I'll refer you to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Booksbyhedberg.com. In there you'll find a book entitled Living Life at Its Best. Living Life at Its Best. A great book for this kind of issue in your life. If you're in dealing with that kind of issue in your life right now, pick up the book. It takes emotional intelligence, all the factors of emotional intelligence, all 14 of them, and reflects on how you can become more socially astute, socially productive, socially effective, and how that can relate to a life of faith and to a life of clean living and positive living and productive living. So, living life at its best. Take a look at it. Website is booksbyhedberg.com. Good to be with you, and we'll see you again. And bye for now.